The Educational Foundation of America is a charitable group with workers in Fairfield County and about $172 million in assets. Last month, they were one of 17 groups deciding to divest nearly $1.8 billion from companies doing business in fossil fuels. Melissa Beck is their executive director, and she says divesting from fossil fuels is a moral imperative.
Otherwise, it's like tying a, you know, a weight to your foot, right? You're trying to take all these great steps forward, combat climate change, stop the coal ash crisis, and yet your assets are keeping those companies afloat. It can't be that way.
But divestment isn't limited only to big foundations. Cities are getting on board as well. So far, 22 cities across the country have divested from fossil fuel technology, and some are names you'd expect, places like Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. But then there's New London. Daryl Justin Finizio is the city's mayor.
The city of New London controls approximately $40 million in pension fund investments, and the pension committee, which I chair, has voted to instruct our fund managers to divest any of those holdings from portfolios or corporations that have interests and investments in fossil fuel technologies.
Finizio says that money, about 5% of the city's overall investments, will be shifted to more sustainable funds.
We've actually asked them to look at emergent technologies, which includes green tech, and to look at bioscience and medical technologies, which are the growing industries, particularly in the Northeast, but also in the emergent markets. And those portfolios are performing as well as fossil fuel portfolios.
And the divestment debate is also playing out at Yale, where a student petition last November called for the university to partially divest its $20 billion endowment from fossil fuels. University officials say they are exploring the idea. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.